It was midnight when Dr. Elisa Cristiano's phone rang in her office at Sapienza in Rome. "Pronto," she answered, barely looking up from her computer screen, where she was composing a lecture on the Roman conquest of Egypt.
"Elisa, I'm glad you're awake,"
a painfully familiar voice said.
"I should have known you would still be working."
"Says the man also still working?
What do you want, Marco?"
Her ex-lover's voice didn't sound drunk, but she detected a note of trouble in it.
"I need your expertise, dottoressa. I've emailed you some photos I need you to look at."
"Marco, I really don't have time."
"It's a case, Elisa," he insisted.
"This is the Polizia di Stato asking, not Marco Dandolo da Coglione.
Per favore, bella.
A woman is dead."
"Fine, fine. I'll take a look." Elisa sighed and clicked through the pages on her screen to bring up her emails.
"I need to warn you. The pictures,"
Marco began, but she had already opened the first one.
"Dio mio,"
Elisa cried, crossing herself twice.
"Who would do such a thing?"
"A sick bastard. Click on the other attachments. There's some script I'm hoping you can decipher. It might give me an idea who did this."
Elisa downloaded and scrolled through the other photos, zooming in on the graffitied wall.
"It's a hoax."
"What do you mean?"
Marco asked.
"I mean, apart from the three main symbols, which are alchemical, the rest of the script is completely made up."
"What do the three main symbols mean?"
"I don't know alchemy, Marco. Look them up. I've seen them before.
But the rest is bullcrap."